If the worst comes, what are you going to do? Don't trust the government for help in time of trouble, because the president himself will be confused. Who is going to help you if no God? So don't believe those that says there is no God. There is God. There is God. There is a deliverer. There is a supernatural power that is available to help people that are helpless.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
What if it never ends? What if it never ends? Hallelujah. Things are happening today in our society that we have to be very sensitive about, and we also need to be talking about. We should not leave it out for the people that are in the secular world, unbelievers, nonchalant people. But we Christians, we children of God, we talk about it, also we think about it. But not only that, Christian or no Christian, this is a message that applies to everyone. It's a call for reasoning. It's a call for a solemn assessment of what is going on around us in the world. We are here. God has made us. God has created us. We are not here by an accident. We are here for a purpose. You are a human being. What is you as a human being? God is there. He put us here. We are here enjoying everything and celebrating everything. But what if it never ends? And we're going to focus on what is happening today in the global world. What is happening today? What is the talk of the town right now? What is everybody talking about right now in the world? Somebody tell me. COVID-19. Okay?
And hunger. Yeah.
Okay. Hunger, people are talking about famine, maybe not in the United States, but somewhere else throughout the world.
Yeah.
But something that is universal right now, that everybody is talking about, is COVID-19 pandemic. Have we learned any lesson at all in what has happened?
Yes.
What do we learn? And that is why we come up with this question, what if it never ends? We're going to go into the book of Revelation this morning. Before we go into this book, I'm asking us a question. What lesson have we learned as human beings, as somebody that reason?
That God is great.
That
life is short.
Yeah. We are humbled.
Sorry.
What if it never ends? You see, if we wake up, we go into our daily businesses, we go back to bed, we sleep, we count January, February, we go to December, we shout Happy New Year, again we start another year. And it's going like that. That means we are just following the trend. But the wisdom is when you look back and you assess things are happening around you and you also think about the future. That is when you say that person is wise. Okay? So we, children of God, we are the wise set of people. That's why we are talking about this thing. What if it never ends? A year and more, almost 2 years now, things happen in the world that confused everybody and approved the wise one to become foolish.
Yeah.
People that we esteem, society that we appreciate and respect, all of a sudden they came out and they became as stupid and foolish as anything can be. In the sense that, how many people prepared for COVID-19 that it will happen?
Nobody.
Okay, before COVID-19 happened, did anybody ever imagine that something like that can happen on a global scale? No. Okay, if at all anybody think like something like that will ever happen, will you think like some countries, especially like United States, United Kingdom, will not have found a solution to it immediately? Okay, if something like that happen, where will you expect that it will create a greater impact? In developing country or underdeveloped country? Which country, which part of the world was affected most?
The
the developed countries. You see how things turn the fool, the wise ones to become foolish. How things appear and we are dumbfounded, we do not know what to do. Hallelujah. Amen. We are talking about what happened in our present world, not in past generation. This call for our solemn assembly. It calls for our discussion. It calls for our deliberation. It calls for our deep thought. What if this is not the end? What if something else is still coming on the way? Have we learned any lesson at all? And what else should we do? And now, as children of the Lord, what is our hope? If we allow everything government to tell us how we are going to live our lives, what if government fail like they failed? What is going to happen? I want us to go to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 16. Revelation 16, 1 to 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the head. So the first went and poured out his bowls upon the head, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. Then the second bowl poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man. And every living creature in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the river and spring of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water saying, you are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be. Because you have judged these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. Verse 7. I heard another from the altar saying, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgment. Then the fourth angel poured out his bow on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, who has power over this place. And they did not repent and give him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bow on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness. And then now their tongues, because of the pain, they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains, and their soul, and did not repent of their deeds. Verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowls on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frost coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole earth to gather them to the battle of great day of God Almighty. Verse 15. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garment, lest he walks naked and they see his name. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon. Hallelujah. Amen. Here, we read about angels of God pouring out rods upon rods upon rods upon rods. How many rods were poured? Revelation chapter 16. How many rods? If we were actually reading along,
six
bowls. And if you continue to read from verse 17, you will see that there is another seventh bowl. So rot upon rot upon rot. I question the people of the Lord. When COVID-19 happened, we were all perplexed. We were all confused. We were all overwhelmed. We were all scared. Up to today, we are still afraid. What if this is just one bowl of rot that was poured? What if the second one is still on the way? Okay. Let's talk about the one that was poured already. From what has happened so far, what lesson have we learned? We learn there is vaccination, right? What else do we learn? We learn that we need to invest into research. I want you to be following me. Okay? But one of you, the second boat does not do what does not have anything to do with disease. These are things that you don't hear often, so I want you to follow me. What if the second affliction, second plague, is not going to be anything that has to do with CDC or whatever you call it, that won't have to do with any vaccine, what are we going to do? And that's why we come with this question, what if? Okay, look at our present world. What have we been doing from what has been happening? We have been preparing based on, we are reacting based on what has happened. But what if, let's say for example, because even from this that we read, the Bible said there was one of the boats that was poured and the sun was eating people and burning people alive. What if the sun never set anymore? Somebody listening? What if the sun never set again? What if it continued to burn and you don't have the chances of going back to bed and sleep? The sun stays up and it doesn't go down. Have we found a vaccine for that? Will our research going to save us with that? Okay, so what lesson have we learned? Our present world is not wise. In the sense that we believe so much in technology. We believe so much in research. We believe in medicine. We believe in things that we already know. But what about things that we don't know about? And this is where something is very important. Supernatural power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Supernatural power. Supernatural power. Supernatural power. What if the world remains and we are not having peace anymore? What if technology fails us? Somebody following me?
Yeah.
What if, okay, we have come to rely on technology right now. We love it, we enjoy it, it has become part of our life. Many people sleep with their phone and wake up with their phone. What if technology has failed? What if no more communication? What if everything jumped up? What if GPS stopped working? And all the signals stopped working? What if the traffic light never work anymore? What are we gonna do? Okay, what we can continue to go, what if? We're talking about things that is called a deep reasoning this morning, children of the Lord. What hope do we have? And so, as somebody that is reasonable, you wanna think about the one that you know can deliver you in the day of trouble. Hey, your government will not deliver you because the government has failed on the first bowl. What about number two? What about number three? What about number four? What about the sixth and the seventh? Nobody will deliver you. Nobody will deliver me. The only one that is able to set us free is God. And guess what? We don't talk about God anymore. We have become complacent with God. We parley with sin. It has become the norm of the society to live our normal life. But let me tell you something. Do you know that sometimes we don't reason when things are going our way? All right? I will still apply this to your life. But this thing you are hearing from me, you don't think about it all the time. So I want you to follow me. I'm not stupid for saying this. We don't reason when things are going our way. Listen, do you pray to God? Do you have strong faith in God when everything is going well with you? We only do that when we are in trouble. Do you know the reason why we have so many unbelievers in this country? People that will come to you and say, I don't believe in God. Because we have food on our table. People that live in developing countries, people that are suffering, they have to trust in somebody that is greater than them, that will perform a miracle. Somebody that is dying on the sick bed, we have to believe in some strong power to deliver him when medication has failed. Do we have to wait till that happens before we start to reason in the supernatural power? Let me tell you something. The more we reason in God, the more he will manifest himself. And he that we cast our trust in is the one that will be available to deliver us in the day of trouble. If I am a human being, you are only my friend when you need my help, then you are not my friend. Somebody that you relate with on a constant basis is the one you call your friend. And we should make God to be our constant friend, because he will always be helping us, both in the present and in the future. When medical insurance will not be available, when medical doctor will be confused, when the government will be nowhere to be found, God will still be available for you. I ask you a question, sons and daughters of God, this morning. What is your ultimate hope of existence on earth? Nobody will be sufficient to deliver you in the day of trouble. If you actually read the book of Revelation, a lot is still going to happen. We haven't seen anything yet. And when it comes, if your hope is not in God, if you are not in constant relationship with God, you may be disappointed on that day.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
People flock churches during September 11. Do you know the reason why everybody was running to the church?
Fear of
thinking. Huh? During September 11 in this country.
Fear of thinking.
When the plane hit the World Trade Center,
yes.
The church was full. All churches were full. Everybody was running into the church.
Yes.
You know why? Because we want this protection. It's in the nature of human being to look for a protection from a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. You may consider yourself to be strong. You are not strong. Mm-hmm. It's because you are still at peace. When trouble comes, you realize you are not strong. Everybody depends on a greater power. So in our society today, even though they are not promoting it, where do you think about God? Where will you hear about God if not in the church? Where will you be challenged to talk about God or think about God or read about God or serve God or worship God if not in the church? And after hearing all these things, do you keep a constant relationship with this God that we're talking about? Because if you don't do, the time you need him, he may not be available for you. There was a time there was blackout in the society, in this city.
Yeah.
Your child goes to school, you don't even know where your child is anymore. You can't even call that child because everything was blacked out. Hey, who will be there for you when you are powerless? Do you have this God? Are you in personal relationship with this God? Because this is what will make a difference in your life. The Lord will help all of us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Everybody blames somebody during time of crisis. Everyone look up to the government for solution during the time of crisis. All countries look up to somebody from other developed countries during the time of crisis. All of those things have failed us during the first bowl. What is going to happen? Do you have this God? Are you going to stick with him for the rest of your life? Or you are planning to keep a casual relationship with God? Are you going to be serving God when the weather is nice? Or you are going to be available to serve this God, whether it's good or whether it's bad? Whether all your prayer has been answered, whether you have all the food on your table, you have all the money in your pocket, or you are going to serve God unconditionally? Because this makes a lot of difference. Do I have God on a personal basis? Amen? What have we learned? What if sickness cannot be cured? I want us to go to the book of Matthew chapter 25. What happened in Matthew chapter 25? Jesus Christ talked about the wise and foolish virgins. Jesus Christ said, when the husband, the bridegroom, announced that he will come, everyone was waiting. The Bible said the foolish and the wise, nobody described them separately, separated them until the event happened. What happened? The five prepared. They had extra oil. Are you familiar with this story? They had extra oil. The foolish, they did not have extra. Who are those foolish? People that were playing along. People that allow the news to tell them what to believe. People that allow the mayor to come to the microphone and tell them this is what you need to do. People that we wait to get the instruction that the president of the country is going to tell them. It happened to all of us. Okay, we all learn, we should be learning from the past. If it happened again, where will your hope come from? The Bible said that the wise one, they prepared, they took extra oil. What extra oil should we be taking, children of the Lord? It, preparing for the uncertainty. How should we prepare ourselves? For the uncertainty, in case something has happened. How should we prepare ourselves? Before it happened.
Believe in God.
Believe in God, yes.
Trust in
God.
Connection with Him.
Okay, this is what we need to do. We need to come back to ourselves and prepare our life. We need to sit down and check our life. Call your children to the table. Feed them with the word of God. Let them understand what God is about. Because when you are not able to instruct them on the phone, whatever you have fed them with right now is what will remain with them during the time of trouble. You yourself, grow yourself in faith. A time is coming that you will not be able to pray anymore. The prayers you are praying right now is what will be working for you at that time. Am I talking to somebody? We wait for things to happen. We like it to be ready on our plate and we enjoy it. Hey, that is not wisdom, my friend. What? That is not wisdom. We want everything to be working and be smooth. We want the lights to be on. We want the heat to be on. We want everything to be perfect. That is when we love God, we serve God. That is when we are available for God. That is when we go out of our way for God. My friend, that is not wisdom. You know wisdom? Wisdom is do it right now. Sleep and wake up in the presence of God. Pray. Bring the future into the presence of God. Call the name of your children in the presence of God. Sit your children down. Let them explain the word of God to you so that you know they understand. Teach them. Ask them to feed you back on what they have learned. Be part of their life spiritually. Increase your faith by studying the word of God. Let the word of God sink deep into your mind, into your head, into your heart. Then you will be growing. Then you will be strong. By the time the wind starts to blow, you will be immovable. Hallelujah! Amen. The wise build his house on the rock. The foolish build on the sand. Are you building on the rock or you are building on the sand? I am not a prophet. But I know that this is not the last bowl. What we have seen is not the last bowl. If COVID-19 shuts down the entire country for 1 year, if the worst comes, what are you going to do? Don't trust the government for help in time of trouble, because the president himself will be confused. Who is going to help you if no God? So don't believe those that says there is no God. There is God. There is God, there is a deliverer. There is a supernatural power that is available to help people that are helpless. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Even in this country, when the summer is very hot, when the temperature is very hot in the summer, you know what happened, right? Some people don't have light. The grid jammed up. They have to be announcing it on the news. Some people should don't overuse. Don't do this, don't do that. You know why? Because this system is not perfect. it can fade. If the sun never goes down, everybody wants to use AC, right? Guess what will happen? Nobody will be able to use AC anymore because the system will shut down. And look at it from the scripture. The Bible said the sun was eating people alive. In this present world, we are not talking about hellfire. It says sun will be hitting people, one of the bow. Sun will be hitting people alive. Hey, if you have not been taking it seriously before, start to take it serious. God is the only hope that we have to deliver us in the day of trouble. And may He be available for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What should you do as a child of God? What should you do? Prepare yourself. Start to prepare right now. In those days, you know what people do? Because everybody has to defend his country, his nation, his town or city, whatever they call it, because there's always war. People always prepare ahead. They have their safe haven, prepared that nobody else will know about. They have places where they keep food that nobody will know they have food. They have places where they preserve stuff so that they don't get wasted. When things are going smoothly, they prepare for the uncertainty. Hey, where's your faith? Do you still know God? Do you serve God? Do you take God seriously? Do you think it's going to be like bread and butter like this forever and ever? No. If you are a Christ, a Christian, a child of God, temptation will arise in your life. Challenges will come to the faith. People will be troubled. The Bible says many people who believe in Jesus will even turn back. When we are being persecuted for the sake of our faith, what are you going to do? Are you going to turn back and say, it doesn't matter anymore? May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A conclusion this morning. Let me slow down and say it in a simple way that you will understand. Don't sleep and wake up and think this is how it's going to be forever. Shall I repeat it again? This is not the end. Everything will fail you. System will fail. Government will fail. Everybody is just trying. The next bowl may not be it may not need medication. We are still debating about vaccine right now. Vaccine may not be the issue that will come up next time. CDC may not be our savior then. Anthony Fauci may not be in existence. Even it may be powerless. You may not be able to call anybody. GPS may fail. And you don't have signal. Now you won't be able to call 911. You will turn AC, nothing will happen. There will be no light, there will be no. This worst is still going to happen. I'm not scaring you. I'm only telling you, prepare yourself. Let your faith be grounded in the Lord. This thing we are talking about, money cannot buy it. You don't need money for this to prepare. What you need to prepare is your mind. Tell yourself, I believe in God. I trust in Him. He's going to deliver me. God is my future. God is taking me to a higher ground. God is going to take care of my children. God is going to grant my children and the Lord so that they will be stronger and continue to serve Him for the rest of their life. May the Lord help you in the name of Jesus. Amen. What if it never ends? What if we are in honeymoon right now? What if you go to the grocery store, there is nothing anymore to buy? Do you remember during COVID-19? People cannot even buy toilet tissue because they disappear. It becomes an essential commodity. Something that we all use in the toilet. Anything can happen in this world. But we human beings, we have short memory. We forget quickly. Do you remember now again? You don't remember. We forget quickly. But does that change the inevitable? No. I want you to bow down your heads. God, give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom. Let us be on our feet, people of the Lord. On a continuous basis, being in touch with God. On a continuous basis, being in touch with God. Either you are talking to God, you are reading about God, or you are talking about God. On a continuous basis. What did I say? On a continuous basis, be in touch with God. Be in touch with God. I want you to say, God, give me the power to to continue to be in touch with you. Lord, give me the power to continue to be in touch with you. Pray that prayer. Lord, give me the power to continue to be in touch with you. Give me the power to continue to be in touch with you. Give me the power to continue to be in touch with you. Give me the power to continue to be in touch with you. Give me the power to continue to be in touch with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, God, when there will be no sun anymore, when the moon refuses to come out, God, be the one that I will always see. When everything is going fine now, don't let me forget you. When everything is working now, don't let me forget you. Don't let me be carried away with everything that is going normal. Never let me forget my root. Never let me forget my source. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, I want you to pray. God, when everybody is confused, don't let me be confused. When everybody is compromising, don't let me compromise. Help me to hold on to my faith, my belief in you unto the end. When other people are turning back, when people are compromising, when it's becoming abnormal to serve the Lord, when people have no more touch and connection with God, do not let me be partakers of it. When it becomes illegal to talk about God, don't let me be partaker of it. Lord, help me to hold on to you unto the end, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to raise our right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, those who have the power of themselves don't need to do this exercise. But because we don't have power of ourselves, we are weak people. We know your word is alive. Whatever you say you will do, you will do. You say you will judge the head. You say you are going to afflict the world. Father, we are raising our hands in trust that you will help us. Amen. That we will not be victim. Amen. The world will not take us over. Amen. We will not be partakers of the suffering. Amen. We will not be partakers of the peril that will take over the head. Amen. Father, when other people are losing their faith, you will keep us to hold on to our faith. Amen. When people are turning back and backsliding, we will not turn back. Amen. Father, when from what we have read, the Bible says even people were dying with punishment that is still not in repent, it will not be our portion. Amen. Father, you will give us a heart that recognizes God. Amen. The mind that recognizes God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will hold us or hold us up unto the end. Amen. And you will give us your kingdom. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put on the
ground. Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.